When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Halloween season. That means it's time for our pitch, just in time for it, Midnight Suns, an MCU project.
So if you don't know, Midnight Suns is sort of like Marvel's Justice League Dark. It's a group of darker heroes, the magical heroes, and villains, and our team would be
Ghost Rider, who's usually the leader of the team, Blade, of course, because of the fact that there's going to be a new Blade movie, Wolverine, the new Wolverine, not the Hugh Jackman version, Scarlet Witch on her road to redemption after Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, Man-Thing and Werewolf by Night together as a duo, and the final character, our main character in this, Magic from the X-Men comics, previously played by Anya Taylor-Joy in The New Mutants, who would continue to reprise her role in this version.
Ileana Rasputin, y'all, Colossus's sister.
Yes, The New Mutants is not part of the MCU, but Anya Taylor-Joy is a major star, and we think there's a lot of potential for her to carry over into the role in the MCU, so we can just chalk it up to The New Mutants version being a variant, kind of like what they've been doing of crossing over some of the TV characters into the MCU.
So in our story, Ghost Rider and the Midnight Suns show up, everyone on motorcycles, including Man-Thing, in front of the main set piece for the movie, which is
Castle Dracula.
What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets.
That's right. This is Seven Samurai meets Castlevania Symphony of the Night, where our seven Midnight Suns will storm Dracula's castle in order to save the world.
They'll start at the bottom of the castle and work their way up level by level,
discovering more about themselves. Each character is on the road to redemption. Each character has a motivation to save not only the souls of the universe, but their own souls.
Magic is seeking revenge against Dracula.
Count Dracula!
Dracula is doing a blood ritual to bring back Lilith,
the mother of all demons.
And Magic and the Midnight Suns are there to stop Dracula from summoning Lilith.
We really feel that this is the natural way for the MCU to go, considering how many supernatural characters they've been introducing lately. We've already got Sorcerers or Scarlet Witch, we've already got Man-Thing and Werewolf by Night being introduced, Blade's on the way, Ghost Rider can't be too far behind. They've got to end up doing this at some point.
Dracula's castle!
Plus, we finally get to have Blade versus Dracula, just like in the original Tomb of Dracula comics, because Blade Trinity didn't count. Big thanks to our research assistant, Dan, for gathering the visuals for this.
You can join our $5 tier where we'll cover which Ghost Rider we're using and who else we'll cast.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we'll celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And if we get to $500 a month, I will don the Nick Cage ready tighties. And the rest of the costume as well.
You can also check out Batman 89 Shadows on Newverse Creative, an adaptation of the Batman 89 comic, written and narrated by yours truly. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphorus's magazine.
And if you clicked on this video because you like bloody superhero type stuff, please check out metalforce.ninja. That's our website where it has the project info on it. It is basically R-rated Power Rangers meet Stranger Things kind of thing. That's the quick pitch for it. So please check us out there. We would appreciate that.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
Indeed. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.